Before we start this episode, I just wanted to say that this episode was recorded literally a day before the news that Taylor Swift would be on the Hunger Games album. So do not worry, we will discuss that next episode. But for now, enjoy the show.
August blooms and quorum.
Methodist queen works only.
Okay. Let's cut the bull.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling.
Thanks for tuning in to Rebellion Radio, the Hunger Games podcast.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello and welcome everybody back to Rebellion Radio episode number 12. I'm Harley Commons.
And I'm Elena Thomas.
And you may be wondering, wow, what is this episode and why is it happening? Well, we were thinking that we want to record a holiday episode for you guys, a little gift to the fans, so this is going to be a little mini episode. We're just going to cover some news, read off a few emails, and have a little holiday discussion. So, yeah, happy holidays to one and all. And Elena, why don't you tell the listener where our one holiday wish list item is?
Okay, so for Christmas on our wish list is just one small little item, and it is simple and it is free. So if you have not already, please go ahead and write us an actual review on our iTunes. This is very much appreciated, and if you do anything during or after the show, that would be it. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. It's free, so there's no reason for you not to do that. So let's just jump into some of the news this week. The first news item is that a picture of Katniss and Peeta in the training center was released. And that's pretty much it. But, Elena, what'd you think of this picture?
I thought it was nice, I guess. It's not very high quality, but I think it's cool. I mean, I don't know. There's not a whole lot to it, but
yeah.
I don't know, it's supposed to be like a Christmas present or something from Lionsgate to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really reveal much, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, Elena, what's the next story?
Okay, so the American Federation of Musicians blasts Lionsgate for recording the Hunger Games score in the United Kingdom instead of the United States. And so Lionsgate is recording the score for the Hunger Games in England because of costs, and it's just cheaper.
So basically, Lionsgate just simply went to England to record the score for the Hunger Games, and the AFM, or who are these people? The AMFAM, America something something, they are saying, well, you guys should record in America, and they're like, have this whole video, and there's this huge debate right now. So, yeah, I mean, we just want to put this in here because kind of big news, but I don't know who really cares about this.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are mad about, like, just like in general, not just the Hunger Games, but lots of jobs in America are going out of the country,
mm-hmm.
like, which is like leading to more of a recession and stuff. Not to get all political and stuff, but that's basically what a lot of people are already kind of mad about, and I guess that Lionsgate's now doing this too because it's cheaper. I mean, I see where they're coming from,
mm-hmm.
so, you know.
Yeah.
But
I think they're just, like, just a little sour that Lionsgate's going to England, but so, yeah, I just wanted to put that in there, just in case this escalates into something bigger. But this is also good news, because we now know that the score is going underway. You know, James Newton Howard is cranking out those notes. Okay, so the last news story of the day is a follow-up on the nail polish slash makeup thing from Lionsgate for like, you know, they're making makeup from the Capitol. And they have this, like, campaign poster that has Effie on the cover. They're using Effie.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah, so, okay, I guess this looks like good, you know. I mean, I can't really. Why don't you discuss this, because you're a girl?
Okay, well, basically, they're going to have, like, they're calling it Capitol Colors from the Hunger Games, and their tagline is, like, what will you be wearing to the opening ceremonies? And it's, like, this big deal. And the picture, if you haven't seen it already, is, like, Effie staring 1,000 miles away, and she has this makeup on and stuff. And I have a lot of friends on Facebook and stuff who are, like, reposting it and going, oh, it's so pretty, da-da-da. So, yeah, it's nice looking.
Da-da-da.
Yeah. So, I think it's cool. I will probably be checking it out, maybe, and who knows. So, it's cool. And I think lots of people are excited for it. So, I think it's good marketing for Lionsgate.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. Because...
And I've seen, like, you know, they have, like, Seneca Crane's beard on Facebook. I saw a page that was, like, Effie Trinket's eyelashes. Because her eyelashes are really weird looking. But they're really cool. But they've got, like, butterflies in her eyelashes and stuff.
Okay, I have to like that page. Still, Seneca Crane's beard is better, though.
It is better. That, like, pones everything, but still.
Okay,
I just liked it.
So that wraps up the news this week. Now we're going to move on to mailbag. This is the segment where we read off your very own listener mails and comments. So, Elena, what is the first email?
All right, the first email here is from Nick, and Nick says, I wanted to inquire about the Hunger Games nail polish and water. I'm a dude, so I won't be wearing the nail polish, but I definitely think it makes sense. How many lines are dedicated in The Hunger Games about the stylists and Katniss's beauty transformation? I think it's a part of The Hunger Games for girls, the makeup facade and being pretty. Even those from the Capitol, which is supposedly bad, I don't mind them selling in the future President Snow shirts or Capitol loyalist stuff. Look in Harry Potter, isn't there a whole bunch of Death Eater and Voldemort shirts and merch? About the water, I also think it makes sense that there is a Hunger Games water. In the first book, Katniss is so thirsty for water and almost dies of dehydration, so that could be a tie-in. Love the podcast, better than Andrew Sims, and about the Clove and Foxface fight, I think people want Foxface to win, but Clove could easily throw a knife while Foxface is running. Poor Jackie Emerson, sad face.
Thank you, Nick, for that wonderful email. So, we have one person that likes the water.
Yeah, first person I've heard, I think, ever, at least so far.
Yeah, okay, so this is a very interesting opinion. He said, she almost dies of dehydration. Yeah, I see that, but, like, I'm still going to have to disagree.
They're not making a reference to it.
Yeah.
Like, even if they were, it would still be kind of stupid. If they're like, this is the water that could save Katniss in the Hunger Games on the bottle. Like, no, they're not going to do that. It's just, no. Just no.
Yeah, I don't think they had that in mind when they were doing it, for, like, first off, right? And secondly,
no.
I don't think you can tie that into, like, merchandising or, like, advertisements. I think it'd be tough.
Yeah, and it'd be a bit of a stretch, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, Clove could easily throw a knife while Foxface is running. Yes, she very well could. Thank you for that. But he makes a good point. You know, like, the makeup is from the Capitol, but that's not really that bad because there's, like, Voldemort shirts and Death Eater stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't matter what, like, side of the story it's from.
Yeah.
So, the next email is from Houston, and Houston says, so I was wondering your thoughts on the Capitol emblem. I thought it was too similar to the Mockingjay, and that having it being a bird is too risky. And WTF, water pouches? I can see nail polish, but what would that have to do with the games or even the Capitol? Unless it came in pastel colors or was mixed with dirt. And Hurley is so right. Once Chloe was finished with that ninja ginger, she'd be called Fox No Face. Love the podcast. Andrew Sims is boring me still. Houston of Nebraska. P.S. Can't you picture Uprising in the Mockingjay movie trailer? Eek. P.S.S. Sorry for the super long comment. P.S.S. S. Haha, okay, then bye.
Okay, let me just correct you. It's P.P.S., not P.S.S., because it's not post-script, it's post-post-script.
Oh, Houston busted on that.
Oh, just kidding, okay.
The Capitol emblem. Okay, so Houston said it's too similar to the Mockingjay, and having it being a bird is too risky. What do you think of the emblem, Elena? Like, the bird and, like...
I actually thought that, too, when I first saw it. Like, I was like, that looks almost like the Mockingjay. But, I mean, after that, I didn't really give much thought to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think, I don't know, it could be sort of ironic, I guess, just because it's, like...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, both of them are birds, but the Mockingjay wins in the end? Because isn't it supposed to be like an eagle or something like that?
Yeah, so, well, I think you're right, because it's kind of like, they're both birds, but obviously one's evil and one's not.
Yeah.
So, I kind of like that bird, the bird thing, and I just like the general look of it, too, because it looks, I think I've said this before, like, kind of communist Nazi, mm-hmm. sort of, like, oppressive totalitarianism, so I like the emblem itself, and I think I do like the little bird imagery symmetry.
Yeah, and also, like, wasn't, kind of like going to Mockingjay. I mean, I know the Mockingjay is a symbol of the rebellion, but I'm kind of thinking like along the lines of District 13 and how they were kind of had their own agenda also. And that was like the Mockingjay was their symbol. So, I mean, both sides had birds and both had their own like issues, mm-hmm. especially the Capitol.
So thank you for that email, Houston. If you have something to send to us, email us at comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com. Or you can comment on the show post on our website, rebellionradiopodcast.com. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our main discussion of the week, and that is holidays in Pan Am.
Yay!
So this question has actually intrigued me. This general idea has kind of... Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about this ever since... I think about this for every fandom. But holidays in Pan Am, first of all, do they still exist? Let's discuss that. Do you think that any holidays exist in, like, say, District 12?
From the impression I got, I kind of understood that basically the only, quote, holidays there are the Hunger Games. And then, like, maybe a couple things like a feast or something. Like, wasn't it said somewhere, like, really quickly in passing about some sort of feast of the fall or something?
Yeah, some sort of harvest festival.
Yeah, I mean, but other than that, I haven't gotten any impression that there's anything else. At least no religious holidays, at least, so there's no, like, Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or any of the other things.
Yeah. So. After a country is, like, in a totalitarian rule, I feel like they, like, knock out any sorts of holidays or any, like, you know, like that, any festivals or anything, because they want to subdue the citizens.
Well, I was going to say, it kind of takes away, like, what they're, like, it's meaningful to them, because, you know, like, if people can't celebrate Christmas, everyone will freak out. If somebody can't celebrate the holiday that's, like, I don't know, kind of means a lot to them, that kind of takes away their, I don't know what the word is, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's important to them, and you're taking away what's important so that you can be more, like, whatever the word is, you know, controlled, I guess.
Yeah, dominant. Mm-hmm. So Katniss probably doesn't know what Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadan, they don't know what any of that is, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that brings on, like, the more serious question. Does any religion exist in Pan Am?
I actually wondered that. I was thinking, like, maybe they have something like a... Like, obviously Suzanne Collins doesn't bring it up, and I don't think she should have, because, that would have caused a whole bunch of scandal, and people have been, like, freaking
scandalous.
Out.
Scandalous.
But, I don't know. I'd like to think that maybe there was, like, some sort of underground thing, like, you know, some sort of people meeting in secret for some sort of worship service or something like that, you know.
There's probably some, like, underground Christians or Muslims or something just still existing.
Yeah.
So do you think in the capital that they still have festivals, though, like, or holidays?
Maybe there's, like, winter solstice and spring solstice and all those things, but...
Mm.
I don't, and, like, they actually probably do, but I think that the Hunger Games is, like, their biggest festivity.
Right. But it's so demented, so it's like, how can you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm.
It's always, like, in Harry Potter, say, like, Christmas, it's all happy, right? There's no conflict mm-hmm. during Christmas. And in Hunger Games, there's, like, there is no happy time. It's all, like, death and destruction, like, constantly.
Yeah, because I'd like to think that, like, I don't know, I think that what probably happened was, like, Capitol stamped out any sort of religion, like, in there. They wanted to just be
all the same.
I hope I'm not offending people.
Yeah, no.
So I'm trying not to offend people or anything stupid.
We love all denominations.
So, like, I mean, just, like, trying to make it all, or just, like, one big religion, but it doesn't seem like there was even any religion. So, anyway, but, you know. by who knows what exactly went on. Because they don't seem like they don't... I feel like the Capitol wouldn't exactly care as long as you're listening to them. Like, you can be kind of whatever you want as long as it doesn't affect the way you listen to us sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think actually they would care because, like, I don't think they would like you worshipping anybody but them.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they would want to be the top power. So I think they would do all they could to stamp out religion or anything of the sort.
Yeah,
but I do agree with you. There's always going to be cults and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think in District 12, like in the seam, there are probably people running around with, you know, carrying on a religion or making their own one or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, and I feel like Katniss, like, in particular, like, and a lot of people, they kind of didn't have time to care because they're just trying to make it by without, like, they're not, like, I don't have time to worry about, you know, what the meaning of life is or anything. I'm just trying to get some food for tonight or something.
Yeah, that brings in something that we learned about last year, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Do you know what that is? Basically, it's like this philosophy, like this, some scientist said that, like, you need to satisfy, like, your physical needs before you satisfy, like, emotional and spiritual.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good point. Like, maybe they wouldn't be worried about religion. So, yeah, good discussion on the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have any...
I hope we haven't offended anyone.
So. I will edit this, and I'll make sure that we didn't, but I don't think we did.
No, I don't think so.
And don't forget to email in any thoughts about religion in Panem, if it survived, if it didn't. Send us your thoughts to comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com. So, Elena, before we depart for the holidays, what's your Christmas/holiday recommendation to the fans?
I recommend the movie A Christmas Story. It's a classic, and it's hilarious, and it's so quotable, and every year my family and I watch it, and you've got all the amazing lines, like, you'll shoot your eye out, or just, you know, there's just a million awesome moments in that movie, and it's, like, one of my favorites, so watch it this Christmas, and cherish it forever.
I do enjoy that movie.
So what do you recommend, Curly, for this holiday season?
That's a great question, Elena. And I recommend, first of all, everyone has to watch Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, because that is a great Christmas movie, or slash holiday movie, you know, whatever your preference is. And I recommend spending time with your family, because this is the time where we're closest. Okay. All right, enough of that. So, happy holidays, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this super short, super tiny episode. Elena, why don't you wrap things up with your Hurrock pick?
Okay, and I feel like we should have picked a Christmas song, but oh well.
That's true.
Oh well. So, this Hurrock this week is, wait for it, it is called Haunted by Taylor Swift, and if only April here, she would back me up on how great this song is for
Boo.
This. So, shush your face. So, it's basically, I think it's like kind of like a thing for like Katniss and Gale, kind of, and their whole tension and whatever. So, yeah.
That's so cute.
Yes.
But I suppose we do have to have these less action-packed songs for Hurrock every once in a while. But don't worry, everybody. Actually, no, April's next week, so... Okay, wait two more weeks, and we'll get back to the good old Hurrock that you know and love.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. Be sure... First of all, I'm going to remind everyone, we're not going to reveal the results just yet. So when you go to our site, vote on our poll on the right on who you think would win in a fight in the arena for our segment in the arena. And... we have Clove and Foxface up against each other, and we have 16 votes so far, so go on there and get your vote in on who you think would win, and we'll read that off next week. But besides that, be sure to visit rebellionradiopodcast.com for everything about the show. There's links to our iTunes, and you can stay updated with our Facebook and Twitter, both at /RRpodcast, and discuss with other listeners in the comments. Contact us for anything at all at comments@rebellionradiopodcast.com. And be sure, you know, reminder again, write up a review on iTunes. Actually, write, like, you know, write one, type one up, and that would be very much appreciated.
Get out your quill and send it into iTunes.
Of course, you know, write an actual letter and send it to Steve Jobs. Oh, no, he's dead. Send it to
whoever the new owner is.
Yeah, send it to the Apple CEO, and we will thank you for that. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you all next week for our regularly scheduled program. I'm Harley Commons.
And I'm Alina Thomas.
Fight the capital, end the hunger, join the rebellion. God, no. Is it super sappy, or is it just Taylor Swift sappy?
No, it's not. Okay, it's not like Taylor Swift going like, I hate you for breaking up with me.
I'm haunted by your breakup.
No. I don't remember how it goes. I heard it yesterday. with my friend, and she's like, I'm like, oh, this could kind of work for a rock or something.
And she's like, what's that?
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually say that. I just said that in my mind.
Oh, okay.
I said that to myself, because I'm totally sane.
Yes, you are.
I just liked the page.
Oh, you did?
Effie's. Yes, I did. Effie Trinket's eyelashes.
Ha! 85 people like this? Oh, man, I love this fandom.
And then on the page, there's this picture of some girl with, like, I don't even know. Oh, that's creepy looking.
That's so funny.
You see this picture?
I know. That has to be fake.
That is gross looking, actually, but okay.
But let me go see what's happening on Sneaker Crane's beard. Ah, 2,000 people like this. And the top post is, I think I'm developing a slight infatuation with every Trinket's eyelashes.
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. There's one that's called President Snow's Beard.
Whoa.
Okay, we have to move on.
Yeah, we do. I hope Andrew Sims, like, never listens to this podcast.
No, I hope he does. I hope he realizes.
I actually had a conversation with him about it. A while ago.
Really?
No,
wait, was this...
Oh, yeah, didn't I tell you
no, was this the same one where...
Yeah, no, I just, like... Yeah, when I was at the concert and I saw him, and... Anyway, yeah, but it wasn't, like, when we had... The podcast hadn't started. This was, like, way earlier this year.
Yeah, so these two people on separate occasions emailed us and said, you're better than Andrew Sims, so... It has to mean something. Sorry, Andrew, for listening.
Yeah.
Which you undoubtedly are.
Sorry. Of course he is.
Okay.
Everyone listens to us. Anyway.
So, Houston,
I'm Malia Thomas.
Fight the... Oh, you have to say, and I'm Malia Thomas, because you're the last one.
Oh, and I'm Malia Thomas. Okay, I remember you said it. And I'm Malia Thomas.
Fight the Capitol, end the hunger, join the rebellion. See you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's still awkward, even with the ending.
Even with that, it's just...
Okay, we're not going to say anything after that. I'm just going to redo it. Okay. That's the last word. Fight the Capitol, end the hunger, join the rebellion.